Didn't really have any. I did have other things to talk about, but I'm not going to get to them now. I was just flipping through this book, and I really want to go eat some of this right now. But the other problem is that it's all in Korean, obviously, so unless I've heard of the... Well, a lot of the chicken places have English names, like this Mexicana chicken that I'm looking at, which is interesting. But some of these, I could recognize the logo, but I haven't seen the one that I want to go to, which seems to have some sort of popcorn chicken thing that's really cheap and probably delicious. But because the Korean address system is so convoluted, I guess, Byzantine, usually when you get a business card from a store, or in this case, in these advertisements, they'll have a little map drawn in the corner that shows you where it is in relation to other things. Typically, like the large apartment blocks you see here, something like that. Or some well-known business that's next to it. And I don't recognize where this is. I'm going to have to investigate, because this looks delicious. Alright. And I was going to... Aaron of aaronsnotes.com and Three Guys Walk Into a Bar put a new blog post up yesterday talking about some new Burger King cheeseburger thing, and I suddenly had a craving last night for Crazeburger, which is a chain of sort of gourmet cheeseburgers, cheeseburger restaurants, mostly in Seoul. I haven't found one near me, which is a shame. But I wanted to go there today, and just ended up not. So tomorrow that's going to be my mission, even though I have really nothing else to do in Seoul this weekend. I think I'm going to go get a nice cheeseburger, and that'll be that. Well, I had a little bit of extra time, it seems like, because the last episode I recorded was over 5 minutes, so I'm just going to split this into two files, and that means I can keep talking for a little bit. The thing that actually made me think of chicken restaurants in the first place, because I have this booklet that I've been looking through, but before that, today, I was walking downtown, and one of the things that I don't like about Korean culture is, okay, well, this is like a particular sort of facet, I guess. It's very common to see a, like, bongo truck, which is a type of, like, little Kia Korean truck thing, with a... either, like, loudspeakers on top of it, or a gigantic video billboard in the back, driving around and blaring music, or just, like, some dude sits in the passenger seat and has a microphone that he just, like, screams into. And so today I was walking, and all of a sudden there's this really, really loud cacophony of just, like, it's like a children's nursery rhyme song, kind of, and then, like, some dude yelling, and I realized that this was one of those advertisement trucks, and it was coming very slowly down the street towards me. The guy was actually supposed to driving way under the speed limit. It was one of the main thoroughways of our district, and he was driving way too slow and being honked at by the cars behind him. And it turned out that it was a advertisement for some chicken place. So that's what made me think of chicken in the first place. I guess the truck did its job because it got me thinking about wanting to eat chicken, but that was really, really annoying. I should have recorded it, actually, to give you a proper demonstration of what it sounded like. But anyway, I saw that in the morning, and then I was in my apartment, I think cleaning the bathroom or something, and all of a sudden I heard it again, and it was actually the same truck hours later, still driving around our district, and actually coming into the neighborhood where I live, which is not so cool because it's a really small street, sandwiched between buildings. So whenever trucks do that, trucks that are really loud and obnoxious and playing, you know, promotional music or whatever, the sound is, like, amplified because it just bounces off of every building, and it's really terrible.